Sister Danielle and I recently we gave a mission at Visitation Parish in Verbort, and we talked about the theological virtues. And for me, I shared that I'm not naturally a very hopeful person. I'm actually very pessimistic. And I always think that maybe when I was baptized, God like gave me just like a little sprinkling of hope instead of like the full dose.
The dousing.
And so I always feel kind of like I'm a little bit handicapped in that area. But something that really has helped me throughout the years is to just remember that hope is a supernatural virtue. It's not actually something you might have a personality that is naturally a bit pessimistic or thinks of every wrong thing that could possibly happen if you go down this road. That is my personality. But that's not really what the virtue of hope is about. The virtue of hope is about actually a gift from God that helps you to hope in eternal life and hope in Him and to focus your entire attention on that goal throughout your day. So it kind of reorients you in my pessimism. It reorients me to that final goal, to that reality that God is waiting for me at the end of my life. So that's always been helpful to remember in my smallness, in my littleness, and in my inadequacy. The virtues are always, the theological virtues are always there to help us in a supernatural way. They're like a booster. They're something that we don't actually have in a human way to help us, but they help us in those moments where we really feel discouraged. Like how are we going to be hopeful if we don't feel discouraged? So in the moments of those discouragement, we can really call upon God and say, I know you've given me this hope, this supernatural virtue. That's what I say to myself. So where is it? It's got to be here somewhere.
I know you gave it to
Anthony,
me.
Help me find it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I was so blessed that I got to be there. And for that night, you did three nights of, it was living Eucharistically, I think was the theme. And so you did Eucharistic faith, hope, and love on each of the nights. And so I got to come on the night where you talked about hope. And I came away, I just loved that you were sharing, you know, that, you know, you have that maybe a pessimistic tendency, and I'm sometimes the same way. So I was like, oh, someone else is like me, and like they understand, like, okay, I need to ask God for this for this hope. And I just loved hearing from both of you. And Sister Danielle, how about you? Can you share some of your thoughts on hope?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually on the other end of the spectrum. I am way overly optimistic, and I think the beginning of my part of that talk was like, I have 10 times more material here that I'm going to be able to share with you. And so in a way, we're so complementary to one another. And that's the diversity of the kingdom of God, right?
Right.
And praise God for it, because you learn a lot from people who are very different. And so what I really took from studying once again at this stage of my life, and after all that the Lord has brought me through at this moment, like the theological virtue of hope is something that you enact with your will, that God invites us to participate in, that it's something that I can choose to follow and to assent my whole mind, body, heart, who I am as an optimist to God's will in my life, and actually take a step out in faith and walk in hope. That as I walk in hope, I'm transformed in Christ. It's the act of walking through hope. So that happens in darkness. It happens in confusion maybe sometimes, or uncertainty and mystery. It's the mystery of God. But it's our humanity going beyond our limit and now walking in God. And so to me, it's this participation in the will of God. And it's a choice that you assent your will to. We cannot create it. It's a gift from God. It's given by Him. But we can dispose ourselves. And honestly, I think that's a huge gift that modern day radio is to this archdiocese, because it covers a large territory and it connects people and provides opportunities that can be built into your day if you desire it, to make acts of faith, hope, and love throughout the day. We're at one part of the habit that I didn't talk about that is absolutely essential, but it's more hidden, is our rosary, our side rosary, that on it has the Benedictine medal and has a skull as a reminder of our death. And that is actually to remember your limitedness, to remember that you will die, and to ask for the grace that you need so that you can live in true hope, faith, hope, and love, as God calls us to, but in who you are. God doesn't want you to be something different than what you are. And so we do that, like, in Mary through our rosary. And I think that that's awesome that you have the rosary available online to be able to pray with in your drive. When is there a better time to turn your car into a chapel?